It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. I am Dr. Josh Luke, not a medical doctor, but a PhD. And this is our final episode of season one. And we're going to go out with a bang. We brought another doctor on, a naturopathic doctor. My guest today is Dr. Joanne Gordon, naturopathic physician and transformational life coach. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Josh. Really good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You too. I'm really excited because as we wrap up year one, you know, we've had well over 30,000 downloads. We're getting 2,000 downloads a week. This was absolutely the top healthcare trend of 2024. Yeah. We jumped on it right before it broke out. It's to the mainstream. It's affordable for most. Some get it covered on insurance. But what I'm hearing now as we approach the midpoint of the year, we're going into May now, is from more people who got on one of the injections and didn't lose weight. And I kind of roll my eyes and I'll go listen to my podcast. This does not burn fat for you. What this does is it tells your brain you're not hungry. So what is your meal plan and how are you tracking it? So talk to us about having a meal plan. And if you're on any of the injections, and folks, look, it's gonna, all of them are going to work better for you than another. So let's not, we have other episodes about Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound, you know, semaglutide. It doesn't matter. One of them will work for you. Others might not. You've got to have a meal plan and you've got to track it at least out of the gate. So tell us your strategies on what you should be eating and how to approach that.
Yeah, Josh, this is a really great topic because there's no doubt that the injections work. They definitely work. They curb your appetite. You know, it's medically proven that they work. But the key really is, you know, what are you eating every day? You know, if you don't change anything, and I've had patients that take the injections, never lose a pound because they're addicted to eating, right? They just keep eating. They haven't changed their diet. And that's one of the real keys. And I tell my patients that, you know, this is a training program. If you're going to do, you know, the semaglutide, Ozempic, what have you, that you really use it as a training period to learn how to eat properly, because the, you know, the injections will help you reduce the cravings. They, you know, you're not going to eat as much, but what are you eating? And that is just really so important. So what I found for myself and my patients is that, you know, we need to cut back on the processed foods, right? So we need to cut back on processed foods, you know, all the boxed cereals, those are very high in carbohydrate. Now, I'm a proponent for low carb eating. I've seen tremendous changes in myself, tremendous changes in my patients, not only weight loss. And the real factor is, you know, they feel better, their mood is better, their joint pain is better. Yeah, they're losing weight, which is a great benefit. And to be honest, I wasn't even into weight loss really because my background, I'm also a physical therapist. I was really into joint health, hormones, what have you. And so these types of dietary changes are really key to not only losing weight, but to your health. You know, it's called the metabolic approach to health.
No, I love the metabolic approach. And, you know, one of the things we've done on our show is not told people what their weight meal plan should be, but told them that they need to have one. And one of our highest rating shows, most downloaded, was 4 Steps to Start Your Own Journey. And I never give away all four because I want you to go listen to the show. But the first one is doing what we're doing today. We're talking to a physician, better your physician, folks, if you have one. Okay. because they know you, they know your historical meal plan, your history with binge diets. But I'll give away number two and three. You got to have a meal plan because these shots don't burn fat. They just tell your brain you're not hungry. So number three, how are you tracking it? Those are three of the four steps to start your own journey. I'm not going to give away number four, but you just heard it. And my approach was, hey, I'm gonna know how many calories a day I want to consume and try to stay 100 or 200 under it. And for those of you that always ask, can I still drink alcohol? I drank alcohol and lost 35 pounds because I counted 125 calories each time I had an alcoholic beverage towards my total. I also try to keep my carbs under a certain amount. And I also just kept an eye on my protein intake being up because we're burning a little more muscle than normal, but also on making sure I'm keeping an eye on fat grams and other things. So tell me a little bit about this new kind of trend. Everybody's heard low carb, South Beach, keto is the big trend a few years ago. Tell me about the carnivore diet. I think it's not brand new, but it's something that people don't know a lot of the details of. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so the carnivore diet, I love the carnivore diet. If anything, I follow more of a carnivore diet. I'm not completely carnivore. I gave myself, a 5-day carnivore challenge. I'm going to work towards a 30-day carnivore challenge. So in my journey, I tell people, maybe start with, low carb and then transition into keto. And all these things are really affecting your insulin levels. And so, there's the calorie counting approach to weight loss, and then there's the hormone approach to weight loss. And insulin is a major hormone, right? And insulin, I tell people, when your insulin levels are up, that's signaling your body to store fats. Insulin is a fat storage hormone. And so, if your insulin is up all day long, if you're eating every 2 hours, that is going to cause your body to say, hey, store fat, store fat, store fat. Turns out that in carnivore, protein doesn't stimulate your insulin as much as carbohydrate. And actually, protein, meat, carnivore diet is one of the healthiest foods that you can eat. So a steak is really the most nutrient-dense food that you can eat. It's very nutrient-packed. And so if you were to eat one food, I would have to say steak is it. Steak is like the food that is most nutrient dense. It's full of vitamins, minerals. You could actually live on steak. People say, oh, well, it doesn't have vitamin C. You're going to get scurvy. Well, it turns out that it actually does have vitamin C, and they've done some research on, you're not going to get deficient in vitamin C on a meat-only diet.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Finally, somebody told me I can eat more steak, folks. I love it. I've always been told to, kind of watch your red meat intake. Well, I want to dive a little bit deeper into some other things you said, but first, we have a little message from one of our sponsors, and I'm going to read it to you. BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. So, support our sponsors if you would, guys. And let's get back to this great conversation. So, just to update you, Dr. Gordon, and by the way, folks, you can find out more about Dr. Joanne Gordon, our guest today, at drjoannegordon.com. That's JoanneGordon.com. if you like what you hear today, and I'm sure liking it, and I'm sure you will want to learn more about carnivore and the metabolic approach and everything else, you can find her there. But what I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Gordon, I'm 2 months off of my of the injections, and I just went cold turkey from, I think I was on one full shot down to nothing. I've maintained, you know, going back up about 2 to 4 pounds, which is normal, right? When you get off a meal plan, you're trying to just normalize. But the last 2 weeks I've been traveling, I'm up about 4 more. So I'm up about 8 pounds, and I'm planning on going back on the injections as the summertime approaches, because I do a lot of boating and I tend to snack and things like that. So give me your thoughts on what a lot of doctors are saying. Hey, you can just stay on this thing forever if you're comfortable with it. We don't know of any side effects yet. Or doing what I'm doing, which is going off, trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and then knowing on those travel months, hey, I'm going to give myself a little pick me up by going back on the shot. So what are your thoughts on both of those things?
Yeah, so I always tell my patients that as a naturopathic doctor, I like to do things more naturally. And so I prefer my patients not to stay on the injections. Like I say, I always try to like frame it. Let's try this for a few months, get you trained on how to eat properly, you know, doing low carb, keto, carnivore. And then what happens with these types of diets is that you're more satiated. You know, when you eat more protein and actually more fat, you know, fat is actually very healthy for you. You will be more satiated. And these things, the fats and the proteins, will increase your leptin levels, right? They will cause you to, you know, decrease your cravings. I've experienced that myself. So I know it's definitely where I'm like a carb addict, you know, a food addict. I've binge eating, all that just kind of quells down. And so say if you're going on your boating, you know, I would recommend, you know, bring some higher fat foods with you, because people think, oh yeah, if I eat high fat, you know, yeah, if you eat enough fat, you will, you know, there is the calorie component, you could gain weight, but it also satiates you enough that you don't want to eat as much.
Yeah. Great suggestions. And let's talk about cravings. I know that's something, you know, just on the boat, even cravings. And I know for me, as people, we started this whole show because people call me knowing I've lost 35 pounds. My wife's lost 50 pounds, saying, hey, you know, how does it work? Will it work for me? What about when I get off? Can I drink? What do I, all the questions you get too. But one of the things that I've noticed is everybody's impacted differently. Like I wasn't hungry at dinner time at all. If I ever got hungry, it was around 11 a.m. and I usually could just, you know, do a protein shake or have a few almonds and I was good and I didn't think of it anymore. My wife lost 50 pounds and she, you know, had cravings at different times of day. So tell us how to approach cravings. You just gave us one great suggestion on thinking about some foods that are a little higher in fat to snack on, because it might send the brain that message. But what other tips do you have?
Yeah, so what I found is that when people increase their protein content, you know, having protein with each meal really helps satiate. So eat your protein first. And what you have to understand is that the more carbohydrate you eat, the more carbs you eat, the hungrier you'll be. You know, that's why you can eat potato chips all the time. You can eat bread all the time. You know, it doesn't satiate you, you know, very much at all. You might get, you know, full for a minute, you know, and then an hour later, you're hungry again. And so the proteins, very nutrient dense, and the fats, those will help reduce the cravings. And I've definitely found that to be true.
Yeah. Okay, in the last few minutes here, I want to ask you about tracking. Like I used the Lose It app a couple of years ago. I paid the $100 a year, so it's not just calories or whatever. It gives me all kinds of printouts. And, you know, as you pointed out, I wanted to know more than just calories and carbs. In fact, we've talked a lot on this show about how the early research shows you really need to load up on protein, because the early research is showing that you might be burning a little more fat on this, excuse me, muscle on this diet than you would on others. So tell us how you recommend to your clients they track and their meal plan.
Yeah, so I recommend they track their macronutrients. And so number one is the carbohydrates. So I like to keep the carbohydrates, you know, you can kind of get an idea of where you are now and then reduce that. And so from a keto standpoint, and I do like this, that if you can keep your carbs under 50 grams a day, I think that's, you know, amazing. And so I find that works for a lot of people. If you can't do 50, then 75, or, you know, the average person is, you know, way over 100 grams of carbohydrates a day.
Yeah.
And then for protein, what they really recommend, if you weigh, say, you know, an average like 150 pound person, you know, think about getting 100 grams of protein a day. It's really helpful because, you know, muscle loss not only occurs with the injection with rapid weight loss, but it also occurs naturally with age. And they found that's called sarcopenia, just natural weight muscle loss with age. And so as we get older, older adults and babies, you know, young people and older people require a higher protein diet to help prevent muscle wasting, muscle loss with age. So sarcopenia is a big deal. And with protein, adding actually more protein into your diet can be very helpful.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, hey, just to wrap up the show really quickly, can you share with our listeners one of your favorite go-to meals, hacks that you go to that's like 300 calories or less?
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to hit my heart here, Josh. I love steak, you know, so I love good ribeye steak. And so I'll have ribeye with some broccoli. That's really, you know, even when I go to a restaurant, you know, I eat steak, you know, pretty often during the week. I'll have steak and salmon. Those are my two favorite go-tos. Mm-hmm. And then when I go to a restaurant, I find myself still ordering the steak. So
me too, all the time. Well, this has been a great conversation, folks. It's Dr. Joanne Gordon. You can find her at drjoannegordon.com. Our final show of season one. Thanks for being our guest, Dr. Gordon.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was great being here.
All right. Thanks so much. I will let you know when this drops. I think it's going to be a week from today, actually, on Tuesday, the 7th. So thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.